For this Friday, September 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman reporting. Tonight is week three of the high school football regular season across the state of Indiana, and both Posey County teams are hoping to improve to 2-0 in the year. The Mount Vernon Wildcats welcome the Gibson Southern Titans this evening for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Chris Cook and Alan Buck will have the radio call on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey Vikings are on the road at North Knox at 6:30. Jordan Fisher and Chris Moreland have the radio broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Other week three games throughout the tri-state include in the SIAC, Mater Dei at home taking on Vincennes, Wrights is at Jasper, Memorial plays at Central, Harrison travels to North, and Castle takes on Bossy on the road. Outside the SIAC, Boonville has a road contest at Southridge, Pike Central is at Tell City, South Spencer welcomes Tecumseh, Washington journeys to Forest Park, and Heritage Hills heads to Princeton. The Mount Vernon Police Department and Chief Rutledge has announced the formation of their first Citizens Academy. The academy is slated to begin on September 21st at 3 p.m. at the Police Department, which is located at 311 College Avenue. The classes will be offered once per week every Sunday at 3 o'clock through October 26th. There will be six classes total. Each class will showcase a different aspect of the Police Department. Participants will get to learn from their criminal and narcotics detectives, school resource officer, firearms instructor, emergency vehicle operations instructors, drug recognition experts, and others. Chief Rutledge believes a Citizens Academy will be a great way to help the public learn more about not only what the police do, but also why. The academy is open to anyone who is at least 18 years old and can pass a background check. The class size is limited, so contact Chief Rutledge soon to get an application. His email is jrutledge@mountvernon-in.com, and the office phone is 812-838-8675. Well, some residents living over in Illinois may have felt the earth shake a little bit yesterday morning. The United States Geological Survey says a small earthquake was measured about 3 miles northwest of Grayville. According to their findings, it happened at 9:12 a.m. and was a magnitude 2.1 quake. Two universities from the tri-state have been named in the top five of the best nursing schools in Indiana list. The University of Evansville ranked second, and the University of Southern Indiana ranked fifth. Official state UE's Bachelor of Science in Nursing program stood out with a 100% NCLEX pass rate in 2024. The program also integrates rigorous scientific coursework with extensive clinical experience. To get into the program, admission must have a composite ACT score of 22 or SAT scores of 1100, and the program emphasizes hands-on learning, study abroad opportunities, and holistic professional development for aspiring nurses. Official state USI's Bachelor of Science in Nursing program stood out, with NCLEX pass rates consistently hovering around 96-97% from 2022 to 2024. Officials also say the hybrid program offers a dynamic educational experience, blending online coursework with hands-on clinical training. The program emphasizes critical thinking and communication skills, preparing graduates for diverse healthcare environments. The Westside Nut Club Fall Festival Munchie Map for the 2025 season is officially here. Nut Club officials say there are over 130 food booths packed into four blocks on Franklin Street this year for the annual Westside Nut Club Fall Festival. Organizers say the Munchie Map is the ultimate guide to all your favorite foods. You can check out the Munchie Map on the Westside Nut Club Fall Festival's Facebook page. Last night in local college sports, USI Volleyball lost in straight sets to Michigan State. The Screaming Eagles are now 1-3. On the season. USI Women's Soccer shut out Valparaiso at home 2-0. It's now back-to-back wins for the Screaming Eagles as they improved to 2-5 overall. Evansville Men's Soccer got beat at home by Lindenwood 1-0. The Purple Aces have a record of 0-2-3. Evansville Women's Soccer earned a 1-0 victory at Austin Peay. They have now won three straight to run their record of 4-1. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals, Chicago Cubs, and Cincinnati Reds all had the day off. Tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals begin a three-game series at home with the San Francisco Giants at 7:15. The Redbirds are looking for their third straight win as they are 70-71 overall. The Chicago Cubs, who are 80-60 and currently in the top wildcard spot in the National League, start a three-game set at home versus the Washington Nationals today at 1:20. The Cincinnati Reds get an important three-game series underway tonight at home against New York Mets at 5:40. The Reds look to avoid a third straight loss as they are 70-70 on the season. Cincinnati is five games behind the Mets for the last wild card spot in the National League. That's news and sports for this Friday, September 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.